The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans, and what we do every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern on this show is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be I-10 loans. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, we'll take us through a deep dive into that here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up the rates and see what they are looking like this morning.
All right. And I'm going to use the new tool again today so we can go a little quickly through this. This will show us the live rates for today, April 29th, just after 11 a.m. So all of our standard programs have our first rates issued here. So we're going to see the lowest rates we can offer for each program option based on 80% loan to value, 760 FICO score, and 40% debt to income ratio, as we do every morning. So these are going to compare the same exact scenario across all of the different programs. So before I pull that up, just want to say that. So let's go ahead and check it out. So as I mentioned, these are the rates for this morning. These are based on our 80% loan to value, 760 FICO, 40% debt to income. And if you want an official loan estimate of all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with one of our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers that can help you out. So first up, the option here for our 30-year fixed conventional primary home. Most common request here, always our first demo. We have rates as low as 6.99 this morning, and the final APR comes in at 7.316 once you add in any fees there. So that's the item we use to compare across the programs. Always look at the APR. That includes all of the fees and allows us to compare apples to apples here across the different options. Now, if there's any reason our customer doesn't qualify for a conventional program, typically the next option we want to look at is an FHA. So our 30-year fixed FHA, pretty common option here, 6.125 rate. Final APR comes in at 7.113. And this does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that's required for FHA. Even though we're at 80% loan to value, FHA does have that on all of their loans here. And in this case, if our customer qualifies for both, FHA is actually a touch cheaper this morning. And if our customer needs to use FHA because of the credit leniency, as well as the higher debt to income ratio that FHA allows, this APR is pretty amazing, does compare very nicely to conventional. So definitely don't get discouraged if you need to use an FHA option. Now for our veterans out there or active service members that do have their COE or certificate of eligibility, the VA option is available for them. So 30-year fixed VA rates go as low as 6.25, but notice the final APR is much lower, 6.581, because the VA options don't have as many fees. Definitely hope we can help them out. And the option here, another government option, 30-year fixed USDA for properties that are in USDA eligible areas. Definitely a preferred option for properties that are in those areas. Rates as low as 6.25, and notice the APR 6.979. So to compare FHA to USDA, if it is USDA eligible, we definitely want to use USDA because the final APR is a little bit lower here. So definitely some good options, and make sure you key in on that.
Oh, it looks like Nick got frozen there. Are you with us here, Nick? Huh. Let's see here. Unfortunately, I can't control the session here. Oh, he dropped out. Maybe he'll pop back in, but yeah, unfortunately I can't control the session or who's sharing their screen, so I wouldn't be able to pull up your quotes there, Jose, so hopefully
he well I have my oh I see you can't share mine.
Yeah, unfortunately I can't, so hopefully Nick pops, but we'll wait for a second here to see if Nick pops back on. Yeah, he's trying to come back on. Sorry about that, everybody. All right, are you there, Nick?
Possibly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Matt, you're there. You froze once before, and then a couple minutes later, you froze again and then dropped off. But the last thing we heard was the USDA loan, if you want to start going back through it again.
Oh, okay, that's where I got a warning on my screen. Okay, you can see my screen now, yeah?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right. So USDA, definitely a good option. Remember to key in on the APR. It does compare better than FHA for our properties and customers that are eligible. Now, 30-year fixed non-QM alt doc primary. Typically, this means bank statement is typically our best option here. So rates as low as 7.25 and the final APR of 7.603. So if we compare this to conventional, typically that's what we want to compare across here. Notice it's just about 0.3 higher to use bank statements or alternative documentation for our customers that need to use that. For our self-employed borrowers, definitely very common request. Now, our same types of customers, typically our self-employed borrowers, 30-year fixed non-QM alt doc for an investment property, comes in at 7.625 rate and final APR of 7.976. And we'll scroll down to our next row here. Using a conventional program for an investment property, 30-year fixed conventional investment, the rates come in as low as 7.5 and final APR 7.855. So notice it's a touch cheaper than alt doc. So like a bank statement option, a touch cheaper to be conventional, but definitely recommend all of our investors out there looking for investment properties, check out our DSCR option, our most popular option here. So 30-year fixed DSCR investment with a 3-year prepayment penalty. Remember, DSCR doesn't require any income or employment or documentation on that. Simply use the estimated rents to determine the DSCR value. If the property can cash flow, aka the rents can cover the expenses, that's a preferable ratio. So this option here, as long as we have good ratios and a 3-year prepayment penalty, rates as low as 7.5, final APR 7.831. actually beats conventional. So absolutely amazing to use our DSCR options. Now to sweeten the deal, if we want to add a 5-year prepayment, which some of our programs allow, we can make it even better and really blow conventional out of the water here. Rates as low as 7.125, final APR 7.458. Absolutely smoking our conventional for our investors that want to hold the property for a little longer and don't mind a 5-year prepay. And another option to compare here, when we go with our DSCR option and no prepayment penalty, which is common for a prepayment penalty, but there are options for no prepay. Notice it does cost quite a bit more. So rates come in at 8%, final APR 8.359. So that is actually more expensive than conventional. So definitely recommend our investors out there looking to use the DSCR program, add a prepayment penalty here, and it really sweetens the deal. And a couple other options we always show here, 30-year fixed second mortgage primary. So a very common option these days. Our customers don't want to touch their first mortgage. And we have these new 30-year fixed second mortgage options. So not the same as a HELOC. This is a fixed second mortgage. Rates as low as 9%, which is better than most HELOCs. Final APR 9.448. And final demo here today, 30-year fixed second mortgage for an investment property. Rates as low as 9.875, final APR 10.373. So great options for our investors and homeowners, primary homeowners that want to get a second mortgage, and maybe the HELOC's not the right option. These 30-year fixed second mortgages are very cool options. Now let me switch over to our topic for today. We can't show that on the live rates because our I-10 borrowers are not eligible for all these programs, right? So we have to dig through all these programs, over 5,000 different programs we have, to find the couple options that work for our I-10 borrowers. So Jose, first, let's talk about what exactly an I-10 borrower is, because that's different than what most people think. And remember, we're not talking about a citizen. We're not talking about a foreign national. We're talking about somewhere in between, right? So why don't you define the couple use cases here, and then let's check out the live programs.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. So Friday, we discussed foreign national borrowers, right? Foreign national borrowers are borrowers obviously looking to apply for a purchase of real estate here. This is not going to be their primary residence. They do not live here permanently in the United States. They live somewhere else. That's why they're a foreign national. They don't have their status here. And they also do not work or derive their income in the United States. That would not be a foreign national borrower. Now, the reason I'm even discussing foreign national borrowers is because a lot of times we may confuse the foreign national with the I-10, because the I-10 borrower also does not have a legal status in the U.S. However, they are working in the United States. They are deriving their income from the United States. They live permanently in the United States. And they have U.S.-based credit. The foreign national also is not required to have U.S.-based credit. What the I-10 borrower does have to have is the I-10 document, the I-10 number. That is how they file their tax returns. They do not have a Social Security number. They have an I-10. So let me share my options with you today. I have some great options, as high as 85% LTV. So first, let's talk about our full doc I-10 option. This is a primary purchase. As I mentioned, 85% loan to value. The I-10 sector is definitely one of the hottest sectors, along with DSCR and bank statement. So you'll notice here, 11.249 is our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 9.874 at a cost of 2.5 points for our I-10 full doc primary purchase. So now I reduce the LTV 5% to a more standard 80%, if we can say that, for our I-10 program. And you will note the rates do drop quite a bit. Now we have 9.875 as our lowest cost option. This is actually at par, which is beautiful. And check that out. Super deep rate sheet. We can buy that down all the way to 8.125% rate at a cost of 2.5 points. This is our full doc primary. So now I'm sharing with you an I-10 bank statement primary purchase. 85% loan to value. Wow. You will note our maximum LTV for a U.S.-based borrower, U.S. citizen or permanent resident or non-permanent resident that has a work permit, those are maximum 90%. So you're only really getting hit with a 5% LTV hit to be able to go with this amazing I-10 bank statement purchase option at 85% LTV. And we have 9.75% as our lowest cost option at 1.5 points, and 9.25% as our lowest rate option at a cost of 2.375%. And I definitely saved the best for last. We can do bank statement options in investment as well as full doc, but what I wanted to share with you today was our I-10 DSCR purchase. Yes, you heard me correct. I-10 DSCR purchase at 75% LTV. That is amazing considering the maximum LTV DSCR purchase for the U.S.-based, or should I say the U.S. citizen, permanent resident, and non-permanent resident is 85% in a best-case scenario here. 75% is our max LTV. Most people think we cannot do DSCR I-10 borrowers, but yes, we can. 8.625 is our lowest cost option, and check out that rate. 7.75 is our lowest rate option for our 75% LTV DSCR purchase for an ITIN borrower. And like I said in the beginning of the show, the ITIN along with DSCR and bank statement are the hottest sectors in non-QM lending. That's where the money's going. That's why you see these guidelines just keep expanding instead of contracting. We haven't really seen that much of an upward movement in the rates in non-QM as much as we have in agency. So non-QM, very healthy, definitely firing on all cylinders. So we're looking forward to helping you structure your DSCR ITIN loans for national loans and any other type of loans that you can figure. Because at the Mortgage Calculator, with our 5,000 plus products in non-QM, we can definitely custom tailor the application to meet your borrower's needs.
All right. Thank you, Jose. I do not see any questions here at the moment. But definitely amazing to know things like the DSCR, right? Like you said, I think a lot of people don't realize that, but we just got to be careful on knowing the difference, right, between foreign nationals and ITINs and permanent resident aliens, right? It's
absolutely. I mean, a little bit over 12 months ago, I was just happy to find a bank statement ITIN for a 2 to 4 unit property at 75% LTV. Now we have DSCR for the same loan. Absolutely amazing.
All right. Okay, I still don't see any questions, so I think we can wrap it up. Remember, 11 a.m. Eastern, every weekday we do this show where we go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.